Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Thursday learning at the Young Israel of Woodmere. I would like to dedicate this shiur to an Aliyah Neshama for Menachem Mendel HaKohen, Ben Moshe Tzvi HaKohen, V'Chaviva Saragila. Today, 17 Kislev, is his yurtzeit, his first yurtzeit. It's my dear friend's son, who is Nifter on this day last year. He left behind Yisomim. And Hashem should bring nechama and simcha to his family, to his mother, to his family, his parents, and he should have an aliyah neshama and the schus of the Torah that we will share. Li'ilui nishmas Menachem Mendel HaKohen ben Moshe Tzvi HaKohen b'chaviva saragila. And we should just halavai bizocha to only share simchas together, always and only. So it's with journeying with the patriarchs and the matriarchs. This week's parsha is Parshas Vayishlach. A lot happens in Parshas Vayishlach, in the beginning of the Parsha. Yaakov is preparing for the historic confrontation, his meeting with Esav after 20 years. He is not sure if his brother still wants to kill him or not. He prepares in three ways. He divides his camp, and if Esav attacks one camp, this camp will be the She'eris HaPleita, he says, the surviving remainder. He sends gifts, he sends a lot of presents in the forms of animals and flocks to Esav, and of course he davens. The historic confrontation turns out well, Esav does not kill him as he expects, and Baruch Hashem, everything's okay. Perek Lamed Daled, you have the abduction and rape of Dinah by Shechem. Shimon and Levi then slay the whole town. Perek Lamed Hey is very important also of note. Binyamin is born, that as Rachel births Binyamin, she dies, and she is buried in Kever Rachel. This is just a partial overview of some of the important topics that happen in this week's parsha. We are going to be looking at a concept more than the text today, based on a teaching of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and I am going to be basing this year on a teaching of Rabbi Shalom Rosner in his Sefer, Shalom Rav, Insights on the Weekly Parsha. So, last week's parsha, we have Parshas Vayetze. This week's parsha, we have Parshas Vayishlach. How does Vayetze begin? Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Charana. This is last week. A lot happens between when Yaakov leaves and he's running away from his brother Esav and he's all alone and he doesn't have his wives and he doesn't have his children. He has no wealth and he's by himself. And Yaakov departed from Be'er Sheva and he went to Charan. And Rashi says, again, we're beginning in last week's parasha, and Rashi says, why does it say, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Charana? Everybody knows he had to run away. Everybody knows Vayetze. Everybody knows that in Perach of Zion, Esav says, Yikruvu Yimei Eval Aviva Aharga Es Yaakov Achi. When my father dies, my father's already an old man. We are told in the beginning of Chav Zayin that Yitzchak's eyes are heavy, he can't see, he's an old man, I'm going to kill my brother. So we all know he has to run away. Rivka tells him to run away. Yitzchak tells him to run away. So why is it say, Vayetze Yaakov? Yaakov departed. Just tell me, Vayelech Charana. He went to Charan. What do I learn from Vayetze? So very famous Rashi. Rashi says, ask this question, it's not my question. Well, could everyone hear me with my mask? Okay. It's not my question. The Torah only needed to say, and he went to Haran. It didn't need to say, Vayetze, and he left. We know that he left. Lama his kir yitziyato. Why does it mention his departure? We already know that. No, it's not telling you he physically left. It's coming to teach you. Ela magid, she yitziyat tzadik min amakom osa roshem. When a tzadik leaves a place, it makes an impression on that place. Shebizman shat tzadik ba'ir, as long as a tzadik is in the city, hu hoda, he is the magnificence of the place. Hu ziva, he is the splendor of the place. Hu hadara, he is the glory of the place. Yatza misham, when the tzadik leaves, pana hoda, pana ziva, pana hadara. The glory, the magnificence, and the splendor of the place leaves when the righteous person leaves. So Vayetze Yaakov is coming to teach us that his leaving made a roshem, an impression. The people felt different when he left. The hod, the hadar, and the ziv, the glory, magnificence of splendor left. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, explains these three terms as follows. What is the difference between hod, ziv, and hadar? Hod is glory. Hod, says Rav Moshe, refers to the influence. And this is going to relate to our shiur, and that's why I'm beginning here. The influence that the presence of a tzaddik has upon others. Hod is the influence the righteous person has upon others without any active effort on his part, just by his being there. You know, when you're in the presence of a tzaddik, It's just you feel different. What influences you? He not necessarily has done anything to you, but being in his presence influences you. Without any active effort on his part, the mere fact that others observe his ways and greatness in Torah has a powerful influence on those people. That's hod. People appreciate the godless and the tzidkus of a righteous person just for his very being, even without an active influence on his part. What is splendor, ziv? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, splendor is the active influence a tzaddik exerts on others. So the first aspect, the hod, is just by being the person that he is, he influences others. So that's really he himself. That's about he himself. Splendor is more than about him himself. Splendor is the active influence a tzaddik exerts on others. Onkel, says Rav Moshe, uses this word to describe the ray of light that shone from Moshe's face when he came down from Har Sinai. It shed its light over a great distance. So the ziv is the light that a tzaddik spreads over a great distance. Hod is who he himself is. You happen to be influenced by how great he is. Ziv is his active influence on somebody else. And finally, beauty, hadar, is the intrinsic beauty of a tzaddik, which is far greater than the benefit others derive from him. That's why Esrog is described as a pre-Eitz Hadar, said Rav Moshe. It is an intrinsic beauty of the tzaddik. So we see there are different elements and aspects to a tzaddik. One, building himself. The hadar of the tzaddik is the intrinsic beauty of every person. And this does not only apply to a tzaddik. Every person has an intrinsic hadar, an intrinsic beauty. Every Jew has a unique personality, a special quality, something only they bring to this world. That's the ziv. Hadar is your very being influences others, not necessarily in something you did, just by being the person you are. And finally, ziv is the active measures you take to influence others in life. This is how Rav Moshe explains these three terms. And then, that's Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov departs. And then in this week's parsha, we begin with Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav. Yaakov sent messengers and or angels, according to Rashi, before him, to Yaesav, his brother, with a message. So now we go to Rabbi Shalom Rosner, who quotes a teaching from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. When one thinks of Chabad, one thinks of Shluchim, emissaries. You know, sometimes we say, one shliach gets, I saw they have in the UAE now, in Africa, India, and you have got those who get to go to the warm places, Cedarhurst, all over. And when you think of Chabad, you think of shluchim, you think of emissaries. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe teaches in his Chumash called Menachem that the concept of shluchim stems from our parshios, Vayetze and Vayishlach. That the two aspects here of Yaakov's journey, Vayetze, his leaving, Vayishlach, his sending, represents the concept of shlichus in life. A shaliach, someone who is sent to accomplish a certain task. Rabbi Shalom Rosner writes, we all have a job to do while we are on earth. The Lubavitcher Rebbe teaches, I'm going to be quoting soon from this book, but in the book Rebbe by Joseph Telushkin. So he quotes, it's brought down, that the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, the day you are born is the day God decided the world cannot exist without you. Your birthday is the day Hashem decided the world cannot exist without you. We all have a job to do while we are here on earth. We are day workers. And we have to do everything in our power to accomplish what we can while we can and utilize the time that we have here effectively. The Asher of Steinman Zatzal, whose Yahrzeit is coming up next week, Chof Dalet Kislev, about the value of longevity, long life. He lived till he was over 100. So Steinman said he muses about the value of longevity. On the one hand, those who live a long life have more time to accomplish and do. On the other hand, they have more of an accounting to give. And we'll have to account, he said, those of us who live long life and long years for every single second. Whereas those who live a shorter life have less of an accounting to give, which is preferable, said Rav Steinman. We all have a shlichus. Not only if you're the Chabad shaliach, not to take anything away from them, chalila v'chas, Everybody knows if you travel to the far-flung corners of the earth, there's one address, there's one place to call. But we are day laborers here, and we have to do everything in our power to utilize the time we have, to use it well, and to make the most of that time and accomplish our goal. Just like Yaakov Avinu, and he worked for Lavan every single second. Yaakov says to his wives at the end of last week's parsha when they're running away, you know, b'kol kochi avadaten es avichon, with all of my powers I served your father. I worked by day, I worked by night, I worked by heat, I worked by cold. He never wasted a moment. And we have a shlichus in our lives, because if we didn't, we wouldn't be here. Every person has something to accomplish. And then the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained that shlichus relates to us in two different ways. The first element is to what we do personally. Remember, we began with Moshe Feinstein and his explanation of Hod, Hadar, and Ziv. Hadar is the internal glory of a person. Through Hidur, okay? Internal glory of a person. Through that internal glory, you become a certain persona, and that Hadar now influences others who see you. I'm sorry, mixing it up. The Hidur is the internal glory of a person, like an Esrog. Your internal glory leads you to influence other people. That's Hod, not by doing anything, just by being. And Ziv is then what you actually do to influence people. So Lubavitcher Rebbe explains that shlichus relates to us in two ways. The first element is what we do personally. Quote, we have to work on ourselves. Anyone who thinks that they can change somebody else without changing themselves, working on ourselves, we want to influence our children positively, to teach them the Mesorah, the legacy, how to behave. It means I first have to change who? Michal Horowitz. And it's an avoda. It's hard work. We have to work on ourselves first in order to influence those close to us, our families, our communities, and beyond. You know the famous story. I don't know if it's true or it's not true. But the person who said, when I was younger, I thought that I could change the whole world. Then I realized I couldn't change the world, but I could change my country. Then I realized I couldn't change my country, but I could certainly change my state. Then I realized not my state, but my city and my town. Then I realized even that was too difficult, so I would change the people who lived on my street. Then I realized I couldn't even change the people who lived on my street, so I would change only the people in my home, my family. Until finally I realized the only one I could change was myself. And then I realized if I could change myself, I would influence and change my family and my home. In turn, we would influence and change the people on our street, the people in our town, the people in our city, the people in the state, in the country, and perhaps we could change the whole world. But it starts with my own avoda. Chazal say, "Ein adam ro'a chova la'atzmo." A person does not see his own chova, his own liability, his own culpability. It's so busy, so easy to be busy judging other people and seeing what they're doing wrong. But we think we know about other people. And we think it's easier to change them than it is to change myself. But the reality is that the first aspect of shlichus teaches the Rebbe is what we do personally. We must first work on ourselves. It's a lifetime of avoda to be constantly changing and improving the person I am. Then we can change our families, our communities, and beyond. Sometimes we cannot get to everyone directly, but we can touch the lives of others, and they will then go on a shlichus of their own. So the second element of shlichus that we learn from Yaakov in these two parshios, is delegating and empowering others to play a role as a shliach. So the first aspect is, who do I need to change? Myself. Then, through that influence, I can empower and delegate and cause others. It's very famous. I'm sure you saw after the patira of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, that's all. There was a video going around somebody sent to me, I don't know if anyone saw it, about his encounter with the Lubavitcher Rebbe and how it changed his life. I think he was a philosophy. He was a student in university. He met the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, "What are you doing with your life?" And the Rebbe is really the one who charged him with the task of becoming the person that he became, a truly great shaliach, on behalf of world Jewry, a dignitary, a statesman, a rabbi, an honorable Jew, made a kiddush Hashem everywhere he went, because the Rebbe told him, "You have the power to go out. Through changing yourself, you can change others." But it's not only true for the famous people, and it's not only true for our leaders. It's a lesson for every single one of us. What aspects in my lives can I change that will then influence others around me? And it's a question we all have to ask ourselves. First, I have to work on myself, says the Rebbe. The second element concerns delegating and empowering others to play a role as a shaliach. These two phases of life's shlichus are alluded to, writes Rabbi Rosner, based on the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in Vayetze and Vayishlach. Vayetze means he departed or he left. Yaakov left his homeland on a shlichus to influence an environment which was alien to Judaism. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe saw, excuse me, by the way, I know that this series is insights and lessons from Torah Harav, based on teachings of Lubavitcher Rebbe. Excuse me. So the whole impetus for this shiur is really the last insight on shlichos and the name of Rav Soloveitchik that I'm going to share with you. Excuse me. Vayetze means he departed. Yaakov departed his homeland on a shlichus, says the Rebbe, to influence an environment which was alien to Judaism. And I was thinking when I was preparing shiur, now, where did Yaakov get this from? We know, and the Ramban famously quotes it in his commentary to Bereishis 12:6. Everything that happened to our forefathers is a foreshadowing for us, for their children. Their lives are the blueprint for our lives. Everyone must see themselves in some fashion as going out and making a Kiddush Hashem, influencing an environment which was alien to Judaism by changing yourself. I'll tell you what happened this week. The same day, Sunday, my daughter went to Target, and I went to Gourmet Glatt on the same day. And she came home from Target, and I noticed they had, my gosh, you know what she found? Clorox wipes. And paper towels! It was like a yanta from my house. We are down to the last roll of paper towels. I was rationing them. I said, no one could use paper towels. Anyway, so Baruch Hashem, she found paper towels, and there was no limit. She bought two. We use a lot. And she found Clorox wipes. Whoa. I haven't had Clorox wipes since the beginning of the pandemic. I think it was the most exciting thing to happen this week. Just joking, but close. So I looked under a seat and I saw that we were charged for 4 tubs of Clorox wipes and she bought 5. Same day I was in Gourmet Glatt. I haven't been back yet this week. And I bought the organic cucumbers and they charged me for regular cucumbers. It was 25 cents more per organic cucumber than regular. So I asked Rabbi Schechter, what should I do? I'm going to read you his reply. So I said, what does one do if the store undercharges? And I told them, well, Maisa, what happened? Target, we were undercharged by one item, Gourmet Glatt. So his answer was, you should pay the extra next time you go back. Target might say they have no way of processing it, but it's best to tell them you're an Orthodox Jew. You wanted to check in and see how to fix the mistake. I don't quote anything of halacha on my own. I'm directly quoting the text from Rabbi Shai Schechter. It's best to tell them you're an Orthodox Jew. You want to check in and see it to fix the mistake. If they say forget it, forget it. It's fine. But it's an opportunity for a Kiddush Hashem. So Vayetze Yaakov means he departed. He left his homeland on a shlichus to influence an environment which was alien to Judaism. So we all have an opportunity. So I have the two receipts on my desk. I haven't been back to either store yet. But when I do go, Be'ezrat Hashem, I will take the receipts in and ask what to do about this. Okay? So we all have a shlichus to go out and influence by influencing ourselves first. And I think it relates to Avraham Avinu, the first patriarch. Lechecha me'artzecha mimoladetcha mi'beis avicha al'artzo she'araka. So I was thinking in the words lechecha, you see these two aspects. Leich and lecha. Leich is to go influence others. Lecha is to If you want to go influence others, what was God really telling Abraham? You're going to be the Avraham and Goyim Nesaticha. You're going to be the father of multitudes of nations. But how will you influence other people? Lecha. By changing yourself. First, furthermore, the gematria of each of these words, Lech and Lecha, is 50. Lamed and Chaf, 30 and 50. So 50 and 50. So in order for a person to be 100% an Eved Hashem, they need the aspect of recognizing that everything I do has an influence on somebody else. I too am a shaliach. And on the other hand, the other 50% of myself is knowing that everything I do as a person influences me and changes me. Lech, lecha, go, change others, bring Judaism, make a Kiddush Hashem. Lecha, make sure you're the person you need to be as an Eved Hashem. And this was the charge given to Avraham Avinu as he began his glorious journey to the new land, the land of Canaan. And we know, Bereishis 12:5, that Avram went with Lot and with Sarah, Veskol Rechusham and all their possessions, Vesan Nefesh Asher Asu B'charon. And what does it mean? Rashi famously tells us, and you all know this Rashi, it's very famous. What are the souls that they made in Charon? The people that they brought under the Kanfei Shechina. Avram was very successful in his shlichus, for which he became our father, our first father of this nation. He teaches us all how to behave. Make sure you have the hidur, the hadar, the inner beauty. Through that, you will be able to use your hod, your glory, to influence other people, not by doing anything, just by being. And ziv is the act of influence. As a nefesh asher asu b'charon, these are the souls that they brought under kamfei Shechina. Avram was megayer the anashim, and Sarah was megayeres the nashim. So Vayetzi, says the Rebbe, he departed. Yaakov left his homeland on a shlichus to influence an environment alien to Judaism. Go into Target and tell them I bought 5 tubs of Clorox wipes and you charged me for 4 and I'm an Orthodox Jew and I just want to know how can I rectify this. By Yishlach, he sent an allusion to the second phase of shlichus, when a shaliach is not satisfied with his own ongoing achievements, but he inspires others to be shlichim, which is what the Rebbe Zatzal did for Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, and in turn, he managed to influence millions of people around the world. Well, there's 2 stages. Vayetze, it's your journey in this life. Why am I here? Why did God put me here? Do I have a purpose? Do we just here to float through life, to eat good food, to enjoy, to go to spas and vacations and have fun and parties? That's why I'm here. That's why Achashverosh is here. I know it's coming up to Hanukkah, not Purim. Ravach v'hatzala ya'amad la'yehudi mimakam acher va'atu beit avich tovedu. Why am I here? Everyone should ask themselves that. Why did God put me in this world? I'm not here to have a mishtah party. Mi kamocha be'elim Hashem, said the Maccabim. We're here to light our own candle, to find the little pach shemen inside myself. But that's not enough. I have an achrayus to recognize my purpose and through my being go out and influence others. Change the world. But how did that person realize he could change the world? By changing himself. Vayetze, vayishlach. Vayetze suggests each person going out to effect change, doing what they can to have a positive impact directly on others. And then comes phase 2, Vayishlach, which is empowering others to impact positively upon third parties. I change myself, Vayetze Yaakov, Lech Lecha. Make sure you are involved in your life. Why did Hashem give us today? Why did Hashem give me life? What can I accomplish? And then Vayishlach, empower others. As the children of Yaakov Avinu, we have this strength in our DNA, writes Rabbi Rosner. Yaakov set the tone. We have to follow his lead and fulfill our shlichus as well. Someone just mentioned to my husband this week, Dr. Bindiger Sr., in our show, based Medrash Woodmere, that Yisrael, Yaakov, gets his name changed in this week's parasha, Kisarisa. Angel says, it's my turn to sing Shira. I was created to sing to God, and what's your name? I'm not sending you to Gemiyah Bracha. And he says, okay, your name's Yaakov, you're not going to be called Yisrael, ki sarisa im Elokim v'anashim v'tuchal. So Yisrael encompasses, Dr. Bindiger Sr. told, because there's two Dr. Bindigers, father and son, and Rosh Hashanah, told my husband, maybe some of you have heard this, it's an acronym for all the patriarchs and the matriarchs. Why was he the Bechir Shaba Avos? The choices of the patriarchs, the father of the Shiftei Ka, because of his forefathers before him. His name, Yisrael, encompasses Yod, stands for Yitzchak, Sin stands for Sarah, Reish stands for, Yitzchak, I wrote it down. I just want to make sure I get them all right. But I think I'm missing one. I just realized, you have to use the Reish two times. Yitzchak, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Avram, and Leah. I guess the Reish has to be used twice. So Yisrael, this Yaakov Avinu, encompasses himself, plus his fathers and mothers, grandmothers, grandparents, and then you use that influence of who you are to change the world. And now we come to Rav Soloveitchik, and Rabbi Rosner quotes from the Rav. Rav Yosef Soloveitchik talks about the concept of shlichus. I'm still quoting Rabbi Rosner. And he's going to teach a teaching of the Rav that I never saw or read or heard of before, which is absolutely fantastic. So the Rav, in a different context, talks about the concept of shlichot. And he explains as follows. This is a quote from Yemei Zikaron. Ha'adam nivra b'tur shaliach. Ha'adam nivra b'tur shaliach. Man is created as a shaliach, as a messenger. Etzem ha-yitzira, ha-leida, the etzem, the, I'll translate it as Rabbi Rosen translates it, the creation itself incorporates, but it's more than that, the etzem ha-yitzira, the atzmut, the main part, the body of creation and formation, ha-leida, and the birthing, michila betocha behechreich et davar minui hashlichus. The etzem of man's creation and birth and formation absolutely encompasses within it the appointment of a mission. Why am I here? Soloveitchik says elsewhere, there's no such thing as a person comes to this world without a mission. Sometimes he doesn't know what it is. A person has to identify their tafkid. You don't have to be Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs or Baba Chereba, Yaakov Avinu to realize you have a purpose to being here. I'm now going to quote from this book, Rebbe. If you didn't read it, you should. It's just amazing. By Joseph Telushkin. About the life, teachings, and influences of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So the last thing we quote is Rav Soloveitchik, who teaches that man was created as a shaliach, and creation, formation in itself, encompasses at its deepest point, shlichus, appointment of a mission. So Telushkin writes, I received one indication of the ongoing impact of the Rebbe when speaking to Rabbi Avram Berkowitz, who told me of an experience he had in Alaska when he was 20 years old, when he was still a yeshiva student. For three summers in the mid-1990s, Berkowitz and a friend from Chabad went to Alaska, particularly to the more remote corners, to seek out Jews. On one such occasion, they came to a small city in the northwest part of the state of Alaska. The mayor told them he knew of no Jews in the city. The population was largely comprised of Native Americans. But he invited them to give a talk to the students. You're here anyway, so do you want to talk to the students at a local school? Vayetze vayishlach. The men shared with the fourth to eighth grade students some teachings about Judaism. The students, in turn, performed Eskimo dances. And then the two Lubavitchers performed a Chabad dance for the students. Knowing the Rebbe wanted them to find Jews if they could, lech lecha, by finding myself, I have to go out and influence others. By accessing my hadar, I take my hod and my ziv and shape the world. So Berkowitz asked the students, did any of you ever meet a Jew? A young girl of clear Eskimo appearance raised her hand. Yes, she said. Who did you meet? Said Berkowitz. The girl answered, my mother. She's right there. She pointed to the school's fifth grade teacher. After the class, the girl's mother was visibly moved. She thanked him for coming. A native of the lower 48 states, she always loved nature. Years earlier, she came to Alaska. She fell in love with a native man. I must tell you, living here, she said to Avram Berkowitz, I do not know if my daughter will ever meet another rabbi again. I ask you to give my daughter a message so she will always be proud of her Jewish identity. Berkowitz's mind began racing. He knew this was one of those few minutes that was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. What should he say? He thought back to the Rebbe's talks. He realized one of the Rebbe's greatest strengths was his ability to personalize a mitzvah for the individual to whom he was speaking, to inspire and empower that person. We have an awesome responsibility. You might not be in Alaska, in a town with no Jews, meeting a Native American girl who says her mother's a Jewess. But we have an awesome responsibility to inspire and empower other people, the people whose lives we touch. The cashier in Target, the children and grandchildren in your own home, people you meet in the street, your friends. He started to speak to the girl about the holiness of the Sabbath, the day the Jews dedicate to God. Who ushers in Shabbat, he said to this girl. Mothers and daughters who light the Shabbat candles. They bring peace and light to the world. And then he said to her, where is the first place in the world where the sun sets? The girl who knew her geography said, probably New Zealand or Australia. Rabbi Berkowitz replied, that's right. Jewish women in New Zealand and Australia are the first to usher in Shabbat. And then Shabbat is ushered in with candles in Asia, Israel, Europe, New York, Chicago, Seattle, Anchorage, Alaska. And even then, there's one part of the world where the sun has not yet set. Here in the Yupik, territory of Alaska, when mothers and daughters around the globe have welcomed the Shabbat, God and the Jewish people are still waiting for you, the last Jewish girl in the world, to light the Shabbat candles. Every Jew has a responsibility. Lech lecha, vayetze vayishlach. Depart on your own journey in life, and sometimes we don't recognize so a certain juncture or occurrence or life-changing event happens in our own lives. Why we're really here? So something that I relate to in my personal life so strongly, this teaching for me is very powerful. Sometimes you have a clear definition. It's like a child growing up. They know they want to be a doctor. They know they want to be a doctor, and they become a doctor. And that was always their life's dream. Sometimes a person is not aware until a certain event happens in their life as to why we really are here. And before that, you're sort of just floating through life without ever stopping to ask and question, what am I doing here? I heard Rabbi Schachter talking about, one of his shiurim, he was talking about the age of 40. Rabbi Akiva, Moshe, and one line stuck with me, it was very powerful. He said, how many 40-year-olds do you know who changed their lives? Totally changed lives. Usually, they just continue, same old, same old. Stop and say, what's my shlichus? Why am I here? What does God want from me? What can I accomplish? How could I change Micha Haaretz and how can Micha Haaretz and change the world? You ask yourself. Lech lecha, you want to be successful in the lech and going out. Lecha, make sure you're successful in here first. Says Rabbi Rosner, writes Rabbi Rosner, each of us is born with a mission. In fact, we are born with several missions with change throughout our lives. Four things on the chat, video came back. The reason it was off, I'm just telling the Zoom people, is because I went to read Rabbi Schachter's WhatsApp for a minute. So when I left the Zoom screen to read the WhatsApp, it departed just for a minute, okay? Okay. Just the fact that I exist means that I have a purpose to fulfill. Hashem put me in this world to be able to fulfill my purpose. Why else would I be born? And the Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida, we all take an oath before we are born, vowing to fulfill our mission, our task on earth. So when we get up after 120, they're going to ask us how we did, if we rose to the occasion. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to accept his mission. Vayichraf Hashem b'Moshe. Hashem said, why do you think I put you here? He became angry at him. 4:14, Shemos. You're here to accomplish. You're here to do. Life is not a vacation in a hotel. The fact that we live right now in a certain community, that we weren't born in a different era, proves this. Nothing is haphazard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us on this earth, at this time, in this generation, in this lifetime, to fulfill a mission. Hashem knows what we can fulfill using our strengths and our weaknesses. And sometimes we must overcome challenges and weaknesses, and that's part of what we have to accomplish. It's important to keep in mind, said Rabbi Rosner, Hashem gave us a mission that only we can accomplish. And now I come to Rav Soloveitchik. I think that the whole thing is very powerful, that we've shared so far, and relevant to each one of us. But now I quote an insight from the Rav, as taught by Rabbi Rosner. Wow. Ready? I never saw this before. Moving to Parag Yud Chas in Bereshis, Parshas Vayera. Vayera Elav Hashem Ba'aloni Mamre. God appeared to him in the plains of Mamre. V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ohel Kachom Ayom. Abraham is 3 days after Bris Milah. He's sitting at the entrance to his tent to see if there are passers by in the heat of the day. Vayisa Einav. And he lifts his eyes. Vayar V'hine Shlosha Anashim Nitzavim Alav. He lifts his eyes and he sees there are three men standing before him. Targum Onkelos translate explains Guvrin. Targum Onkelos says they're men. Vayar, vayar, it's the chasm. He sees, he runs to meet them, he bows down, stay here, let some water be brought. He welcomes the guests. Who were these Shlosha Anashim? Rashi says, one was to give the good news to Sarah, Ka'es Chayu L'Sarah Ben. One was to overturn Saddam. One was to give Avraham Avinu Rafua Shalema. Rashi says, She'ein malach echad osei shtei shlichos. One angel does not do two missions. So three different angels were sent to complete three different missions, and they were angels. But what does the Torah call them? What did I say? Vayise'ena vayar v'hine shlosha anashim nitzavim alav. Angels. When the same angels arrive in Sodom, one to overturn Sodom and one to save Lot, a different lashon is used. One parak later, parak yotes. Vayavosh neham alachim stoma be'erav. The two angels come to Sodom in the evening. Lot is sitting in the gates of Sodom. Lot sees them and he gets up and he bows down. Why by Avram are they called anashim, and by Lot they are called malachim? So Rashi gives two reasons here. Rashi says, why two malachim came to Lot, one to destroy Saddam, one to save Lot. But above, says Rashi, they're called anashim. Why? When the Shechina was with them, when they went to the Halo Gahom of Avraham Avinu, they're called anashim, the Shechina was with them. They're called anashim, because vis-a-vis God, they're like men, because God is so holy and omnipotent and all-encompassing. When they come to Lot and the Shechina has departed, nah, they're called Malachim. Davar Acher, another reason, Eitzah Avraham, Shekocho Gadol, Vahayu Mahamalachim Tridin Etzlo Karanashim. By Avram, who was so used to welcoming angels to his home, it was like an everyday occurrence, so they were called men. Lot was not used to seeing Malachim, so when they came, well, here are Malachim. Rabbi Rosner quotes an answer from Rav Soloveitchik that relates to the theme of today's shiur. In this vein, Rav Soloveitchik offers a deeper insight into Parshas Vayera. Listen carefully. When the Malachim come to Avraham Avinu, the Pasuk says they were three men. When they come to Lot in Saddam, Vayar Vayisa'ina Vayar Vine Shlosha Anashim Nitzavim Alev. By Lot, he sees Shnei Malachim Sodoma Be'erav. When they come to Lot and Sodom, the Pasuk calls them angels. The Soloveitchik suggests as follows. Avram knew he had a shlichus to fulfill. He had a purpose. Lech lecha. He was going to change himself. And by changing himself, he was going to change the world. And when Avram Avinu recognized and lived up to the idea that he had a shlichus to fulfill, It meant he was the greatest malach of all. What's a malach? A shaliach of God. So Avram was the greatest malach of all. What is a malach, writes Rabbi Rosner, if not a being created to serve a purpose? A malach is a being created to fulfill a shlichos. Ein malach echad osel shtei shlichos. A malach is nothing but an emissary of God to fulfill a tafkid. So Avram Avinu knew he had a tafkid. He knew he had a shlichus. He knew he had a purpose to recognize God, to bring the awareness of God to this world, and to pass it on to Yitzchak. Thus, to Avram Avinu, there was no difference between him and a malach. Both he, Avram, and the angel existed only to fulfill their mission. They were like colleagues, me and you. We have the same tafkid. You, the malach, are here to fulfill God's will, and I, Avram, are here to fulfill God's will. So he viewed them as anashim, as colleagues, as partners in a divine mission. So the malachim were referred to as men, because relative to him, they were equals. They had a purpose, and Avram had a purpose. Avram wasn't surprised to see them because in his eyes they weren't any different than he himself. They were each doing what they were uniquely created to do. So he saw them as anashim. Lot? Lot, who chose to live in Sodom? Lot, who gave up his daughters to a rabid mob? Lot never heard of such a thing. A purpose for existence? A shlichut? Lot didn't live for a higher purpose. Lot lived for the base pleasures of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so for him, they were malachim. He wasn't on their level. He didn't live with the awareness that he had a shlichus to fulfill something in this life, in this world, in this time, in this hour, in this day. Why did God put me here? Why did God put you here? What can you accomplish today? What's your hadar that becomes your hod, that becomes your ziv through which you influence somebody else? What an unbelievable pshat of Salvechik. Avram saw them as anashim because Avram understood that he also had a shlichus. So he was no different than them. Lot never heard of living life for a higher purpose. He was from their level. In Sodom, everyone lived for themselves. There was no higher purpose, so he viewed them as malachim. Higher beings, strange beings. Avram lived to fulfill a mission. Every individual, says Rabbi Rosner, has a mission in life. We all have a shlichus. And that's what we learn from Vayetze and Vayishlach. Yaakov's goings, his sendings. Rav Salvechik adds that our shlichus changes from time to time. At different stages in life, our purpose has different themes and different focuses. But at every stage of life, we have a shlichus. May we be able to identify and fulfill that shlichus at every stage in our life. I'm just going to end by quoting a story from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I was looking for this. Whew, I couldn't remember which gadol I read it by when I was preparing shir. I was by my bookcase, I was really looking. And I couldn't find it. I almost gave up. And right before I had to leave the house, I said, Hashem, I think it was Rav Shlomo Zalman. On Mamish Baruch Hashem, I found, I said, Hashem, you love me. The concerned parents of a special needs child, when was this written? 1995. It says retarded child. The concerned parent of a special needs child once came to Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal to consult him on the choice of an institution for their son. They were considering two facilities. Each one has advantages over the other. Rav Shlomo Zalman listened carefully, and he asked, where's the boy, your child? What does he say about all of this? The parents looked at one another in astonishment. They conceded it had never occurred to them to discuss the matter with their son. Frankly, the father said, I don't see much point in discussing it. This is not something he can grasp. Rav Shlomo Zalman was irate, 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 irate. Atem chataim benefesh hayelad. Atem chotim benefesh hayelad. It's written here in Hebrew. You are committing a sin against the soul of this child. You intend to evict him from his home, consign him to a strange place. He must be encouraged and not allowed to feel that he is being betrayed. The parents were speechless. Where is the boy? Said Rav Shlomo Zalman. He demanded, I would like to see him and discuss the matter with him personally. The couple hurriedly honored the gadol's request, and they brought their son to Rav Shlomo Zalman. What is your name, my boy? The gaon asked. Akiva, the child replied. How do you do, Akiva? My name is Shlomo Zalman. I am the gadol hador, the greatest Torah authority of this generation. You have to understand why Rav Shlomo Zalman was a gaon in anivus, but for this child, for a certain purpose, he told them who he was. Everyone listens to me. You are going to enter a special school now. I would like you to represent me and look after all the religious matters in your new home. The boy's eyes were riveted to the gaon's face, and the awestruck parents sat there with their mouths agape. Said Rav Shlomo Zalman to the boy, I will give you smicha. You will be a rabbi. I want you to use this honor wisely. Rav Shlomo Zalman gently stroked the child's cheek and saw he was eager to fulfill his part of the agreement. Over the years, on numerous occasions, the youngster was asked to spend Shabbos at home. He refused to leave the institution. He said he was a local rabbi and he had a responsibility to his constituents. After all, he had been given this charge by none other than the Gadol Hador. It's from the book From Jerusalem is Word by Chanoch Teller. We are the children of the patriarchs and the matriarchs who recognize that they were not here simply to enjoy this world, to fulfill their own needs, but by changing themselves, they ultimately created Knesset Yisrael and changed the entire world. And we don't have to be famous to ask ourselves, why did God put me here? Little old, simple old, plain old me. That's my purpose. That's my tafkir. What's my mission? What's my shlichus? Do we see angels as angels because they have a mission? And I am here to enjoy life. Or do I see them as anashim because we're colleagues, me and you? You're here to fulfill God's will. And I too am here only to fulfill God's will. I thank everybody for joining me. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos and Besuras Tovos to all. Thank you. Let me just stop this.